Previously, down Gilead Lane.
How was work, Caleb? Did any new fans come in?
Are they still
drooling over how great you are?
You know what? I don't want to talk about it.
Caleb? Sure, he's a great guy.
Luke.
See there, Caleb? You're a good representative of our town, and I don't know one person who isn't proud of what a fine young man you've shown yourself to be.
Have a nice day.
Are you kidding? Caleb Richter, hometown hero? I'll tell you what, sweetie. You can come in here and take up counter space anytime you want.
Mother, why can't you organize something for me to be in charge of? Like a service project or something?
Can't people just get over it?
Well, it was a pretty decent thing you did. Winning the state football championship for Coleraine and then giving an injured guy credit when you were the one who played?
Oh, I'm sick of hearing what a decent, great guy I am, Luke. I haven't changed.
But
whatever happened at the state game, it was just a fluke, all right?
But,
Caleb? Maya, just leave him be.
See what I mean? Caleb did something good, and now everyone loves him, and he's got nothing to worry about.
He doesn't seem too happy about it.
Lord, please, help us all know what to do with Caleb Richter. Help us know how to love him.
Okay, listen. We'd better not delay any longer, because we're heading to Coleraine High School, and I think the bell's about to ring.
Oh, I know. I can't believe you gave us a quiz in the first week back to school.
No kidding. I bet I failed.
No, you didn't.
Clothing draft this Saturday in the gym.
Help clothe the little poor kids.
What?
Who would write something like that?
Oh, yoo-hoo! Awful. Hello, girls!
Hi, Dad.
Could I get a hand here? I need another piece of tape.
Another piece of tape? Tiffany Richter, you can't hang that there. That's right over our lock.
Rebecca, dear, I need the banner at eye level so that more people will read it. And that means more people will come to my clothing drive.
Tiffany, dear, put it on the other side of the hall.
But no one looks over there. They look at their lockers.
If you don't take it down, I might accidentally rip it in half when I open my locker.
Fine, I'll move it.
Thanks,
Tiff.
But if no one shows up on Saturday, it'll be your fault when the children have to go without clothes.
Tiffany,
it's not gonna be that bad.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. No good thing.
Do you want some more hot chocolate, Haley?
No, thanks. No good thing withheld. Mom, the psalm says that if we...
What psalm, honey?
84:11. It says, no good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that mean if we're super good, we'll get whatever we want?
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, that depends, Haley. See, if you go back to the beginning of the psalm, you'll find that he said the whole thing.
Longest day ever.
So anyway, about Tiffany.
Could you
no.
See what
how
she
are
did?
We supposed to get in the locker?
Banner? What's she doing?
I know. Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Haley, is that homemade hot chocolate you're having?
Yeah, Mom made it.
Do you all want some?
Yes.
Please.
No, Mom, you sit down. I got it.
Oh,
and
thank
you guys
you.
Sit at the table, too.
Oh, yes, sir.
Watch it or no hot chocolate.
Sorry.
So what's all this about a banner over lockers?
Tiffany Richter.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Tiffany was hanging this banner in the junior hallway.
Not the sophomore hallway, even though that's her year.
Right. And Brooke and I went to our lockers after class, and there she was. And she acted all annoyed when we told her she had to move it.
What was the banner about?
Clothing drive this Saturday.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh?
Yeah, it's at the gym in the high school.
Dad'll be glad to hear about it. He's been wanting me and Luke to clean out our closets for a while now.
Yeah.
Ooh, sounds like a good Morrison family project, too.
Please, no.
Hey, what's taking so long over there, Brooke? Do you have to go pick the cocoa beans or something?
Oh,
no cocoa beans.
Tiffany, do you think you could move those clothes? I can't really get into my bedroom.
Where else am I supposed to put them, Maya? I don't want them cluttering up my room. Just climb over them.
So, are all these for the clothing drive?
Yeah, the whole pile is. Pretty generous of me, isn't it?
It really is. Jesus says that whatever we do for the least of our brothers, we do for him. I think it's awesome that you're doing the clothing drive, Tiff.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I can make you so happy.
I'm being serious. It's great that you're thinking of other people and how you're giving...
Listen, I know it's great. That's why I'm doing it. Besides, there's a whole new line of spring clothes out that I needed to make room for in my closet.
Well, at least your old stuff is going to help other people.
Goodbye, Maya. Little sisters.
You know, it is interesting that Tiffany Richter is at the forefront of this whole project.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's turning over a new leaf.
Hope so. Are you sure you don't want me to help you go through all those clothes?
No, I'm positive. These are just the summer clothes. I thought I'd go through the boxes before everyone saw them and remembered what they were missing.
Wise woman. Hey, Timmy. You sound like a herd of elephants. We need to walk down the stairs, please.
Whoops, sorry. Hey, Mom, what are these clothes doing in the middle of the living room?
There's a clothing drive at the high school this weekend.
Yeah, they're collecting clothes for people who don't have a whole lot right now.
You mean you're giving all this stuff away?
Ooh, this is only the beginning, kiddo. These are just from the summer storage.
Boy, the whole family is going to spend the rest of the week going through our closets and dressers for winter giveaways.
Ooh, doesn't that sound like fun?
Hey, that's my favorite shirt.
Timothy, you never wore this once last year.
I was saving it.
Well, it's in good condition, and someone will get better use out of it than you did.
Fine. When's dinner?
Not for another hour or so.
I got it. Why don't you go on back upstairs and start sorting through your closets?
Okay.
Timothy, walk like a normal human child, please.
Sorry, Dad.
Okay. And that was his favorite shirt. I bet he never would have missed it if he hadn't seen it.
That is precisely why I'm doing this myself. Oh, look at these pants.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I haven't seen those in ages. Hey, those are good khakis, aren't they?
No, John, don't even think about it. You haven't worn these for at least 5 years.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity. Well, let me see those, please.
No, John, these are 2 sizes smaller than you
wear now. What are you talking about? That's ridiculous.
Well, look at them.
They just size things a little different these days. Come on, toss those over here.
No, sir.
Let me look at, Mary, you're not putting those in the giveaway pile.
That is exactly what I am doing. You are as bad.
I don't know why you insisted on coming to this greasy diner for dinner, Tiffany. We could have just as easily gone to the club.
Mother, I told you, this is where the kids hang out sometimes. And you said yourself that we should mix with the lower people if we want them to like us.
Yes, well, I didn't mean we must dine with them.
But I need people to like me so my clothing drive will be successful.
But look at this salad. They probably didn't even wash the lettuce.
Yeah.
I think the Sunrise Girl makes great food.
You would.
Oh, Maya, please, just eat. Mm-hmm. Don't speak. I can't eat this. Now, about your clothing drive, Tiffany.
Yes?
You've hung all the banners at school?
Yes. Although that Brooke Morrison and her little friend Becca made it difficult.
Oh, the Morrisons make everything difficult, darling.
But I did get the advertising done.
Oh, good.
So what's next?
Well, I made some phone calls to different shelters up in the city that we've given to before.
But I don't want to do something we've done before.
Oh.
I want my drive to be special. So people will remember it.
Yes, I know, dear. However, I'm not aware of any other neighborhood associations up in the city that we could give to.
Oh. What about the Donners? They just moved out from the city, and I doubt they came from the
city. I got a table.
Tiffany?
I got to clear right off.
Oh,
over here by the
good point, Tiffany. Cool. We should ask them.
The boys just came in.
Yoo-hoo, boys. Anthony?
Yeah? Oh, Miss Richter, how are you?
I'm Miss Richter.
Fine. We have a question for you.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Maya.
Hey, Tiffany.
What can I help you with, Miss Richter?
This clothing drive my daughter's doing.
I'm sure you've seen the posters.
We're trying to think of areas up in the city that might benefit from our generosity.
Huh?
Areas that are less well off than others. And we figured you two might be familiar with such neighborhoods.
So, you'll help us, right?
Actually, I don't think I can help you there. I hope you figure out what to do, though.
Come on, Anthony, I'm hungry. And Sally cleared a table for us.
All right, let's go.
Right over here, guys.
Bye.
Well.
Mother, what are we gonna do?
Oh, we'll find a good donation center. No. They are extremely rude.
I can't believe I ever wore this shirt. This can definitely go. No good thing will he withhold. Well, if God's gonna bless me with all kinds of good things, the more I give, the more he'll wanna bless me. So, if I give this shirt, I wonder if I'll get two shirts back.
Hey, Haley, who were you talking to when we came in?
Myself.
Why are you in such a good mood?
Because of the clothing drive tomorrow. Mm. I'm finding all kinds of things to give away.
It's so good to hear someone actually wanting to donate for good reasons.
Huh?
What?
Tiffany put this whole thing together so she can look good in front of people. She thinks it'll make her feel good inside.
Oh. Well, it is a good thing, and at least she's trying to sacrifice something.
Sacrifice?
Yeah.
My mom said that she'd take us shopping right after the drive for brand new stuff.
Oh.
You can't really call it a sacrifice if you're expecting your mom to replace everything you gave up.
Yeah. I mean, God can bless you for things you do, but you're right, Maya. If a person is replacing all your stuff...
Yeah.
Right. And my mom made that really clear. So, it looks like Tiffany's gonna be getting a whole new spring wardrobe. And summer. And fall.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4 bags. Yeah. All right, good work, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, we ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Wait for me. Whoa, Haley. Haley.
Oh, what is
so
that?
Much
are those
done.
All your clothes?
Well, there are a lot in here.
Yeah.
Is there room in the back?
I think so, but
here.
Just barely.
Haley, please.
Put another seat down if
no
we have
idea
to.
You were filling your own bags of clothes.
Well,
I didn't even know she had so many clothes.
Me neither.
Come on, just put another seat down.
Your sponsor, Tiffany Richter. That's me, Tiffany. Okay, now remember, all of the summer clothes go on that side of the gym, and the winter stuff goes on the table over here. Thank you.
See both these bags, Maya?
Yeah.
They're both all from my closet.
Well, you probably have nothing left.
Almost nothing. For now, anyway.
What do you mean, for now?
Okay, here's the thing. God promises us that we'll be rewarded when we do good things, right?
Yeah.
And he says that no good thing will be withheld from people who do good stuff.
Where's that in the Bible again?
It's in a psalm, and it's something like that anyway. Like, you have to have a blameless walk or something. And I figure that means doing good works. Mm-hmm. And this is for sure a good work.
So, let me guess. You're thinking that if you give all your clothes away, God will give you lots of clothes back?
Yeah, I mean, he'll bless me.
Haley, I don't think the Lord works like that.
Like what? Maya, he wants us to be happy, and he knows the desires of our heart. So why wouldn't he want to bless me with new clothes?
You know who you sound like, don't you?
Who?
Tiffany.
Maya, that's mean.
No, it isn't, Haley. It's true. She's only doing this drive so she can get something out of it.
But...
God doesn't keep track of all the good things we do, Haley. He wants us to want him. That's it. He doesn't want our clothes. He wants our hearts.
Maya.
I'm gonna go help Justin and Mikey unload those bags. See ya.
Maya! But God has my heart. Sure.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, honey?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. You hardly touched your supper, and then you just raced up here to your room. Come on, move over. What happened at the clothing drive?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Now, I think you do know. Everything was fine when we went. Is it because you wish you hadn't given so many clothes away?
No.
Well, what? Was there something special in one of the bags that you didn't mean to take there?
No!
Haley, sweetheart, do you know how proud Mom and I are of how much you sacrificed for this drive?
It wasn't a sacrifice, Dad. I'm just as bad as Tiffany.
Tiffany? What is that supposed to mean?
I didn't give those clothes away as a sacrifice. I gave them away because I thought God would give me back even better ones.
I see.
When God said that he wouldn't withhold any good thing from us if we're blameless,
right?
I thought he meant he'd bless us with whatever we want, if we're good.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. There. You grab your Bible from the nightstand, please? All right, now, where's that verse you're talking about?
It's in the Psalms. I was reading the 84th one a couple of days ago.
84, good.
And there it is, in verse 11.
Oh, no. Take a breath, hon, all right? Good, now read it to me, please.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. And that's why I thought that if I just
knew... I know, honey. Calm down. I understand what you thought. All right? Now, here's my question.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Did you read the whole psalm or just that one verse?
I don't know. I only remember that part because it sounded so good.
Yeah. Here, hand me the Bible, please. Okay. Psalm 84... Yeah, now if I remember correct, yeah, there it is. All right, now listen to how David began when he wrote this, all right? How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord God Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Now, what do you think of that?
It's good.
Yeah. And now here, you read verse 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, read that next verse there, that last one.
Verse 12. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts you.
Exactly. Haley, you know what the first step to a blameless walk with our Lord is?
Well, it's not giving away all your clothes, that's for sure.
No, it isn't. Our hearts, Haley.
That's what Maya said, too.
You talked to Maya?
She told me I sounded like Tiffany. She said that the Lord wants our hearts more than anything else.
Wow. She's exactly right. Yeah, a blameless walk doesn't mean that we live a life doing tons of good deeds, honey.
But we should still do good things.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But we'll still fall short without his grace. See, the goal is that we're walking with Jesus, and he's the one who's blameless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having a pure heart that's filled up with loving God is the absolutely most important thing we can do.
I'm working on it.
Well, listen, we all are. And Mom and I'll remember you even more when we pray, right? That you'll learn how to put loving the Lord above everything else.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, sure, you bet. So, what, do you feel a little bit better?
Kind of.
Why, what's wrong?
I don't have any clothes left in my closet. What?
You don't have any clothes left in your closet?
No.
Open it up,
They're
I want
gone.
To see this.
I still can't believe you gave away every stitch of clothing you had, Haley.
Well, I still have what I'm wearing, and I kept one or two shirts.
I never thought I'd see the day that you would come to my closet for clothes.
You're telling me. I never thought a person could pay me enough to wear your hand-me-downs.
Hey.
Just kidding. Kind of.
Oh.
Ow! This sweater has wood buttons!
Sorry.
Hey. This is actually kind of cool.
I thought you'd like that. It's my favorite cardigan.
I know.
It's the only sweater you've worn all year. I never really looked at it before, though. It's so retro.
You know whose cardigan that is?
Whose?
Dad's.
Nuh-uh.
True story.
Really?
Really. So try it on.
Okay. Where's your mirror?
On the back of the closet door.
Only you would keep your mirror hidden. This is so cool.
Let me see. Oh, that is such a good color on you.
Really? I don't wear a lot of green. I can't believe Dad actually wore this once.
I know. He said Grandmom got it for him in high school. They were on a trip over in England and she got it in this cute little store or something.
Are you kidding?
Nope. It's yours.
What?
You can have it.
But it's your favorite.
I'll borrow it if I really want to. That's what's so great about your kid sister growing up.
But it's the only honestly cool thing you own.
Hey! Sure know how to kill a moment, don't you, Haley? Come here.
Let me see what else you have in that closet.
You might have some.
That was a tough lesson for Haley, but kind of funny, too. I mean, thinking of her, of all people, giving her clothes away and having to go rummage through Brooke's closet? Haley might be out some clothes, but she's definitely wiser in spirit, wouldn't you say? I heard two things that Haley should have learned from this experience. One, she was doing the right thing looking for inspiration in the Bible, but she made the mistake of putting herself at the center of the verses she was reading. See, Haley picked up a single verse from the Old Testament that reflected God's nature. He does bless those who love him and make sacrifices in his name. But Haley read that verse like she found a secret key to God's treasure chest, and she wanted to use that verse to make God bless her. In a way, she made herself the star of that verse, and that's like a form of pride. As you search the scriptures and do devotions, remember that you're learning more about God's character. It's his story. We should let everything we do glorify his name, not ours, or our closets. Which leads me to that second thing that Haley should have caught on to. And that's purity of heart. Now, to learn more about that, let's go back to Matthew 5 and the Beatitudes. In verse 8, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." For us to be pure in heart, our motives for living a godly life have to be focused on glorifying God, not ourselves. Instead of giving her clothes away so that God's mercy could be shown to the poor, Haley wanted to donate her stuff so she could be blessed back. One of the greatest commandments is to love your neighbor. Just be sure to examine your motive so that God gets the glory and not you. It's like this beatitude is saying, when you get over yourself, then you'll see God. Today's episode, No Good Thing, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Beth Culp was the writer and director, Steve O'Dell performed the sound design, and John Campbell is our musical genius. The executive producer is Simon Guevara, and I'm Zach. Let us know what you thought of today's program. Send us letters, postcards, or pizzas to CBH Ministries, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And by the way, I was just kidding about the pizzas. We'll see you next time down Gilead Lane.